Tropical Food Market is a corner store that would fit right into any city in the country. It's got everything you might be looking for from a local bodega. Milk, pasta, snacks, beer, and of course, other staples.
All kind of tropical fruits you never had in your life, like jocotes, nances, cajuls, you know, those are like roots, vegetables. Arracacha is well being, in English would be like yellow cassava.
The owner of Tropical Market, John Alonzo, is taking part in a pilot program through the Manchester Department of Public Health. The program has a high enough profile that the mayor of Manchester, Ted Gatzis, turned out for its kickoff.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Enjoy.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Would you like something healthy?
The mayor shakes the hands of constituents, hands out free samples of apples and yogurt, and smiles for photographers. The initiative, called Manchester Healthy Corner Stores, is a bid to get the healthy stuff, the bananas and sunflower seeds, into these local stores and put them front and center. Helen Groh, who did a lot of the legwork, says they brought in a professional grocery store consultant free of charge.
What our consultant suggested and what we've added is this rack right here, and that's just a sample of all the healthy foods that they carry. There's canned beans with no sugar added, no extra fat added, whole grain breads, baked potatoes.
Tropical Market is a little ahead of the curve. It already offered some fresh fruit and vegetables, and many of the South American staples they sell are fairly healthy. At the other stores, Groh says she really had to start at square one.
Like, the other two stores didn't have whole grain bread, so they've agreed to carry that. And that's even a confusing thing. The guy, the store owner at TN Gas, for instance, he's one of our other stores, went out and bought wheat bread, thinking that that would meet the bill, but it's not whole wheat bread. So it's a learning curve to figure out what really is healthy and what isn't.
This all sounds great. Bringing healthy food into low-income neighborhoods, educating store owners and consumers about what healthy really means, and increasing access to fresh food in so-called food deserts. But here's where we get back to reality. Right next to the new healthy rack, there's a display more than twice as big of an old standby.
We wanted to shift that big rack of Doritos a little farther away, but, you know, no, it's really got to go there. So, there, you know, it's a give and take.
For advocates of healthy eating, this is a high hurdle. How do you overcome people's habits, the price incentives, and frankly, that urge for sweet or salty? A few blocks away, outside another of the Manchester Healthy Corner stores, teenager Joseph Montero has a fistful of colorful wrappers. So what did you get?
Got some candy.
Okay. What would it take to get you to buy like an apple instead of candy?
I have no idea. I couldn't tell you. This tastes better.
What Manchester Healthy Corner Stores is fighting against is the accumulated inertia of the American diet. They're trying to reverse the spinning wheel of an entire food industry that has a long history behind it and an intimate relationship with its customers. And it's hard to see how something as small as moving forward a little rack of sunflower seeds stands a chance.
This kind of changes in social norms will take time. It doesn't happen overnight.
Frank Hu is a professor at the Harvard School of Public Health, which is promoting changes like these as ways of combating obesity. He says meaningful change will come bit by bit, and only through constant, constant pressure from many programs like Healthy Corner Stores. What's more is the fight against obesity has only just begun, so it's not even clear what works.
This is still early stage. I think we need rigorous studies to test programs that can effectively improve healthy eating and physical activity levels.
So here's where it's important to point out that Manchester isn't just putting little racks of whole wheat bread in front of a few corner stores. Anna Thomas, Manchester's deputy public health director, says the city is trying to make changes on a lot of fronts, like trying to make it easier to walk around the city.
We also have looked at the built environment design of the neighborhood, add safety features like crosswalks and adequate lighting. We are trying to install traffic calming measures, putting in crosswalks and alleyways. So anything that we can do to look at the community, make it more walkable, and that's really the nature of the work that we do in public health.
So the people who are making the decisions, they get it. They aren't expecting to change the way people eat and live all at once, and they're ready to apply that constant pressure. But even so, we don't know if that'll be enough. As Tropical Market's owner, John Alonzo, puts it,
junk food, everybody eats junk food. You got to try to change the mind. I mean, when you want something fast, you can eat something healthy and good at the same time. And that's what the corner store for.
That's the hope, anyway. At least now, in a couple of corner stores, people have some healthier choices. Convincing them to choose those, that's a whole other story. For Word of Mouth, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.